Find your position, comfortable, supported, still. Let your eyes close. You know this now. Breath, the body, the deliberate act of stepping away from the day. Let yourself simply drop in. Just take a few breaths. In through the nose, 2, 3, 4. All the way out, 2, 3, 4, 5. Again, in, 2, 3, 4, and out, 2, 3, 4, 5. One more in, 2, 3, 4, all the way out, 2, 3, 4, 5. Notice the weight of your body. Shoulders down, jaw easy. Feel the warmth of your breath settling into its natural rhythm. Slower now, easier. The body absorbing that ease, taking it in. The day is still there, held lightly, belonging to the floor above. Right now, this is the only thing happening. State or think about your anchor word, the one that brings you to the entrance. Let it do its work. The door is there. Open it. Step through. That quality of air, a little cooler, a little stiller. The scent of the library already present. The stairs ahead of you, 10 steps down to a place that is genuinely yours now. 10. The first step, solid, certain, the world above receding, the body settling already. Nine. Deeper, the particular quality of this place arriving, the sense of being genuinely present in yourself, the jaw softening, the breath easy. 8. The quiet here. The particular quality of somewhere you belong. Feel it in the chest, a small release, a breath that feels a little more than the last. 7. Whatever arrived with you from the day is above you now. Your shoulders a fraction lighter for it, moving deeper into yourself. 6. The warmth below rising to meet you. That familiar scent, paper, wood, something warm and deep underneath, something that knew you were coming. 5. The midpoint. Notice how quickly you arrived here compared to the first time. The library has become familiar. Feel the ease of that, the particular warmth of returning somewhere that is yours. 4. The conscious mind stepping back, making room. Feel the quality of that spaciousness. The body settling deeper, the breath slower, everything softening. 3. Three steps from the bottom. The light warm and steady below. The scent of the library full and clear now. 2. Almost there. Keep the pace you found. The library is waiting. 1. The last step. Take it. And arrive. The library. Feel the warmth of it on your skin. The quality of the light. Soft, generous, yours. The scent of the space, clean and deep. The floor solid beneath you. The breath easy in this place, as though the library itself is breathing with you. The thousands of books stretching back further than you can see. All of it here, all of it yours. the display stand in front of you, the patterns most available right now. Notice what's there. Charlie is here. Feel that warm, quick presence, the ease of a system at rest, alert and companionable. Notice Charlie's current state. Whatever is there, pure acknowledgement. Just notice. And Dai, that vast, unhurried warmth, the keeper of everything in here. Feel the quality of Dai's attention today. Open, genuinely, quietly open. The sense of someone who's been preparing for this, leaning in slightly, already receptive to what's coming. Before anything else, Dai wants to show you something. Somewhere in the library, well lit, near the front, there is a section that is entirely yours, built by you, over time, through repeated choices that worked, through situations you handled well, through responses that produced good evidence, through the loop running in a direction that built something real. Dai moves towards it, and as you follow, you begin to see what's there. The books here are worn from use, from being reached for, from being the first thing Dai's hand finds in the situations where you are genuinely at your best. Feel the quality of being near this section, a warmth in the chest, a quiet satisfaction, something that says, this is real, this is here, this is you. This is your pattern palace, the loops that work, the evidence of capability that Dai has been collecting, quietly and faithfully alongside everything else. Take a moment to let it register. Stand here and feel the scale of what's actually in this section. Let the body take it in. It is larger than the conscious mind tends to acknowledge. Dai has been accurate. It's all there. Charlie is here too, noticing this section. Feel the quality of Charlie's presence shift slightly, that warm ease deepening, the particular subtle quality of a system that is near solid evidence that the library holds more of this than you realized. And now, Dai does something deliberate. Dai turns from the palace, moves deeper into the library, to a section in the middle, somewhere between the front and the back, well lit, though perhaps less visited than it deserves. Feel yourself following, the warmth of the library around you, the floor solid and steady underfoot. The shelves here have a particular quality. The books on them are in motion, in a sense. Patterns in the process of being updated, evidence being gathered, loops in the process of opening. Dai runs a hand along the spines, slowly, deliberately. These are the moments you noticed, the reactions you caught, even slightly, even a second after they started, and held differently. The responses that were a fraction more considered than usual. The times you found the next step without knowing what it was going to be. They're in here. All of them. Even the ones that felt too small to count. Dai counted them. Dai files everything. Feel the quality of that. The warmth of being in the presence of someone who has been paying full attention all along. Charlie is standing here now, looking at this section. Feel the quality of Charlie's attention shifting, a recognition that the evidence runs in many directions, that the library holds more than you than the loudest pattern suggests. Dai turns to face you, and what passes between you is felt rather than spoken, and it needs to be said, so say it internally at the level where Dai actually listens, at the level where patterns are built and stored and updated. You are allowed to update. Feel Dai receiving that, the quality of genuine reception, that leaning in attention, fully present, taking it in completely. The patterns you built were built for good reasons, every one of them. They were rational responses to real situations. They protected something that needed protecting. Dai built them deliberately to help with everything available at the time. And now, there is more available. New evidence, new experiences, a more conscious working relationship between all three of you, Charlie, Dai, and you, that is available whenever you need it. The library is allowed to reflect that. New evidence is welcome here. When the loop produces something different, when a situation arrives and is met with curiosity, when the response serves the present moment, Dai is allowed to file that, to give it weight, to let it sit closer to the front of the stand. Feel what happens in the body as that lands, a warmth through the chest, a breath that goes a little deeper, a relaxation of the muscles, a quality of something gently releasing, something that has been waiting for exactly this. And Dai receives this as a permission, and there is something significant in that, a permission given freely from you, the conscious operator, to the part of you that has been waiting to act on it. Now, Dai brings something to Charlie, something specific, something being moved from deeper in the library to somewhere it can be reached more readily, a pattern that has been building quietly, ready now. It's a simple pattern, one that changes everything downstream of it. When a situation arrives, any situation, there is a moment, a fraction of a moment, before meaning is applied, before Charlie has been told what the situation means, before the pattern has been confirmed, a moment where the situation is simply arriving. In that moment, something is available. A pause. A natural pause. A genuine breath of space, arriving automatically, reaching Charlie before anything else, saying, this is a moment, and in this moment, what's actually here? Feel that in the body, the quality of a breath taken before meaning rushes in, the particular ease of a moment held open. Notice what that feels like, even now, just imagining it, a slight softening, a small, real spaciousness. Charlie looks at what Dai is holding. This is the pattern that lives between the situation and the meaning, the one that creates the gap, the one that lets the situation be what it actually is, seen clearly, seen freshly. Charlie takes it, places it on the display stand, close to the front where the hand finds it quickly, where it arrives before anything else. Feel Dai receiving this, that warm, attentive quality. Focus on what has just been placed, a quiet acknowledgement. Yes, this one, here, this is what we've been building. The three of you standing together, looking at the stand, the patterned palace behind you, warm and solid, the updating section deeper in the library, growing, and here at the front, this new pattern with the weight of everything you've been learning behind it. The loop runs. It always will. Situations arrive, Charlie notices, Di reaches. And now, at the situation stage, before meaning is applied, before the pattern has full momentum, the pause arrives first. More and more often, each time a little more available, each time the body has a fraction more space to work with. The reaction arrives into a moment that has already been held, even slightly, even for a breath, by something considered, something deliberate. And Dai files that. Every time, the evidence accumulates, the pause becomes more established, the loop becomes gradually and genuinely more flexible. A gradual opening, genuine and real. One loop running slightly differently, producing slightly different evidence, filed by Dai, changing the existing state that the next situation lands on. The loop is showing itself from the inside to be something that was built, which means it is something that can be updated, and it is being updated right now by you. Take a last look at the library. The palace section, warm and solid. The updating shelves deeper in. The display stand with the paws at the front of it. Charlie beside you, easy and settled. Dai, vast and receptive. The keeper of all of this. Feel the quality of this space one more time. The warmth, the scent, the light, the particular ease of being here. All of this travels with you. It has always been with you. You're simply more conscious of it now. And each time you return, the updating section grows. The pause becomes more available, and the library reflects more of who you are becoming. Make your way back to the stairs. 10 steps back up. 1. 2. Lighter. 3. 4. Carrying all of it. 5. Halfway, the body easy, the breath steady, and carrying something. 6. 7. The room above, close now. 8. 9 and 10, back through the door. Notice the room around you, the surface beneath you solid and real, your hands resting easy, the breath slower and steadier than when you began, and carrying something that wasn't there before. Gentle movement back, fingers first, a slow, full breath. And when you're ready, whenever you're ready, let your eyes open. The loop has already started to open. It began the moment you walked through that door.